Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Greetings. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it's my pleasure to present this show to you this evening. And Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week because I get to bring you some incredible, gifted experts in their fields. And tonight is no different, and I'm really excited that we have some of our listeners that's actually joining with us tonight. So it's going to be an amazing show, so buckle up and get ready. But before we bring the guest on, there's a couple of things that we do to make sure that we're in alignment with one another energetically. And so the first thing that we do, not just tonight, but it should be every single day, is we give thanks to our ancestors. We appreciate our ancestors for being with us always, but especially on Tuesdays as we discuss topics that we normally don't talk about in an open environment, especially where other people may may be able to hear what we're saying. I don't know. But anyway, we know that our ancestors got us, and they always get me at this point because they understand how serious the need is to share truth and not to stop spreading the falsehoods. So I know we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength, and we trust that they got our backs, our fronts, our tops, and our bottoms. So we give love and appreciation to the ancestors now and forever. Ashe. The next thing we do is we anchor ourselves in what I call affirmative reading. It's my contribution to the world. I do daily inspirational messages that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. And what I want to share with you today is called Holding Your Vision. Okay, your vision has not manifested as of yet. Can you hold on just a little bit longer? Or are you going to give up right before the harvest? It's only a millisecond away. This is harvest time, you guys. This year is of completion and harvest. We must hold on. We must not give up. It's our time to reap. Yes, that's right. It is our time to harvest. We have sowed with patience. We have sowed with unconditional love. We have sowed with gratitude. We have sowed with faith. We have sowed with joy. We reap what we sow. So it feels absolutely grand and wonderful that our time has come, your time and mine. I feel it. I can see it. I bear witness to it. I am thankful for its arrival. I am holding to my vision. I see a world of inspired folks empowered to do their specialized. I feel the energy of people who positively impact the world. I taste the sweet nectar of unconditional love circulating through every home and in every person. I hear the voices of the children who have been mentored by wise adults who have been told they can't believe if they only believe. So hold on to your vision. Know that this is your time of harvest. And again, that can be found at RevSandy.wordpress.com. And it's just a pleasure to be able to share those messages with you. So tonight's show is called Building Our Immune System, and it's featuring Eve. We're featuring Eve tonight, and how body movement improves our overall wellness. And you know, audience, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So I'm excited to bring one of our long-standing, probably our longest, I'm not sure, but she's been with us since the beginning, and I would love for you to join in the conversation if you would like. Our intention here is to make sure that all comments are heard and they're all welcome. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would simply press the one on your dial to let us know you want to speak air with us. And what the only thing that I would ask of you, because a lot of our listeners do not listen at the broadcast right now because they're in bed sleep here on the East Coast. So once your line is opened up, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your phone so that we can have the highest quality of playback as possible, perhaps you would even want to go back and listen to this show again. So that's our only request, is that you do that for us. And if you would like to listen to any of the shows or all of the shows through the rebroadcast, you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRodgers. And you can retrieve any of them and listen until your heart is content. There's more than 400 shows, yay, that are posted there that we've done over the years, and I'm really excited to be able to present that to you. So, look, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to bring Eve to the microphone and talk about how moving your body actually helped to improve our immune system and our overall wellness. And I'm really excited about this. Eve is a very, very good friend of mine. And so let's hear the music, and then when we come back, we'll get the show crunked up. right, you guys. That was my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, from off of his In Time CD. And the name of that particular side, in case you didn't get it, is Getting It On. And so support him at www.anthonyakking.com. You can buy the single or you can download the CD. But I think it's very advantageous for us all to support each other and whatever endeavor that we're involved in. So welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And again, you're welcome to call and chat live on air with us at 516-531-9819. Just remember to press 1 if you want to speak live on air with us. So tonight, I have the honor and the privilege of introducing to some and welcoming back to others our featured speaker for tonight. So our show is entitled Building Our Immune System. And again, we're featuring Eve and how body movement improves our overall wellness. So, you know, this month we've been celebrating the beginning of a new year known as 2022, and we're here to have a discussion of our real life stories. So tonight, one of our longest supporting listeners, Eve, joins in sharing her story of how body movement impacts health and wellness, especially the immune system. Is it possible to not have surgery when you concentrate your energy on moving your body to handle the improvement needed to strengthen your body? What other body functions can you impact by simply moving your body? And so as we each share our true life stories, we all become stronger and can empower each other to be our best regardless of the situation. So I, again, am so pleased and so proud to introduce my sis, my twin sis, my twin spirit to the mic. And Eve, are you there?
I am here.
She's a powerhouse, you guys. Thank you for being a part with us tonight, Eve.
Oh, hey, look, you know what I'm doing. I am smiling happy.
I am
well,
so
excited.
Is incredible. Good.
Okay. Wow, super thanks. And I want to welcome Gloria. She's here with me to share in tonight also because, you know what, not only is she, wow, super, super wonderful, you know, we worked out together and we stayed in the same town. I'm not there now, but I'm looking forward to visiting and seeing her and, wow, and being here again and again and again and again. So, you know, thank you all for welcoming me. And what I'm going to start off with, before we began working out, we always ask the doctor. Wow. We ask the doctor about our health, what's going to happen when we start working out, and how long our first workout, how long should it be for the first time, and when should we stop at any time that we don't feel like we can endure the entire workout, and what is your heart rate should be when you start working out for the first time, and how much water you should drink during your workout. Yeah, and that's always a, you know, how fast, how slow, how much, you know, because some of the people that start working out for the first time, when they drink too much water, you know what it does, it comes up. Or a lot of other things start happening. They start getting choked because they don't understand and they didn't ask the doctor how much. It all depends on your medications, how you feel, and what you should do. So the first thing they always have us to do is send you to the doctor, and the doctor give you a release to come work out. And then you can tell us what we need to do to make us all feel wonderfully on the first time and from then on out. Okay. And any questions, just let me know. It's on, okay, you all? This is our beautiful, beautiful start, and I'm so excited. I'm breathing. Like I tell everybody in the class, to relax, and we got this. It's my turn to do it. You're going to have to excuse me. Okay.
So give us a little background about who you are and where you've taught classes and things like that.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Do you know, okay, now I'm going way back. Wow. I've been teaching aerobics for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
I started getting paid at 5 years old for my activity. When I think about mom and how she said she couldn't stop me from moving. And she talks about me. She said it came from birth and it's been going on. But what happened was before then, you all, I got it from dad and mom. They met one another. Watch this. At school, watch this. And they ran into each other doing sports. They ran,
wow.
I mean, hit each other, bang, in sports. And so, well, I got it from both of them. Look at that.
Okay.
And so mom said, the story she had to tell me, I'm just going to tell you one of them. She said she was pushing a buggy. I'm a baby. I'm pushing a buggy. 3 years old. And she said, what happened to me? She said she turned around to get some fruit, and I'm jumping out the buggy. She said she was horrified. But she said, I've always... Wow, at three. She said, I've always, and you know how the buggy is. I'm jumping out the buggy. She said, and that, if I tell you another one, it's so dangerous, I scared mom to death. But she would tell me all the things I did from the time I was born all the way up to my activity today. And so that explains where I came from. I so love all of our parents. You know what? I'm a learning parent too. And I so love where I came from and where I'm going. Hey, Gloria, you got anything to say about that before I get going?
You're doing great.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Gloria. I wasn't sure.
Thank you.
So Gloria had a personal commitment to help her brother, providing transportation with some health issues that he had. So as we all would do, you know, family comes first. And, you know, if you're freed up after that, then so be it. So I wasn't sure, but I'm so thankful that you're able to join us tonight, Gloria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So then from the anytime you get ready, jump in there, Gloria, because I'm going to love whatever you say because you always help me out here. And now we're going to help one another out. And with Sandy saying, okay, time. All right, now what else we should do is with the doctor. It's always the doctor first because that's in, you know, all of my work that I've done in fitness, they always refer us and tell us to go to the doctor first and tell all of us to do that. So we can really know because sometimes you get in class and if you haven't been to the doctor, and I have to check that out, you might faint. Yeah. And so we try to stop all of that from happening in the beginning. Really, you should do it before you get to me in the front office. But sometimes that doesn't happen because everybody's rushing to class, and new people don't know. They come in their class also. And so then it's my job to go, uh-oh, now I got to get this person and find out, you know, have this person stopped at the front desk. And sometimes, no. And especially when it's a new year or they're getting school is out, or winter just start, you know, it's always like a packed crowd all the time around during that time, and we have to really be thorough about that. Okay, you got to ask the doctor, does it matter?
I just wanted to ask you, so you require a doctor's release before you'll accept a new client?
Thank you. Yes, and that should be done at the front desk before they get in. Yes, thank you. That's all right. And so another thing, thank you all for just being there and ask all the questions or any questions. I'm here to help. So does it matter to the doctor if you're working inside or outside. We're talking allergies. We're talking medication. We're talking the sun, you know, because normally we start in the inside, but in the summer and the spring, we go outside. And it all depends. Some of us can't, so we'll stay in or we'll be under shade. And sometimes you work out and you're under a dome. And when you're under a dome, you're always covered. So that's like all year round, even in the summertime, because some of us can't be out there working out in the sun. So I like those, too, when the dome is over the gym. Yeah, when we're outside. Okay, all right. Ask your doctor about everything about you and the doctor take over. Listen to your body. This is total important, because sometimes just because the music and beautiful music and all of the people that have been there for years are moving, you might feel that I'm going to move too, but that'll cause stumbling, that'll cause weak muscles and knees, that'll cause overworked hearts. So we do whatever that you feel like doing and stay comfortable. And that's my job, to make sure that you feel very good, wanted, and relaxed, and wow, and have a great, safe, and healthy time. And you got to find out if you need your first aid kit, just in case the doctor says you need to take this with you, you need to take that with you, even bring it in there with us, just in case it's an emergency situation with what's going on with your health. And so a lot of us, I want to say this, we go, that might be too much and that. No, my job and our job is to make you feel, wow, like we're family. And that's what I should always do. And even right now, and let you feel and know that you are loved and you should be comfortable and safe and healthier every time you come in and leave out. That means happy as well as getting your help. It's going to take time for you to get more and more in tune with your muscles and your joints. And it's not a rush, and watch this, and it's not a problem at all. And that's why we're there. Hey, you all. And so let's see, we got to go to your resting heart rate. We got to be sure about that for during the workout and after the workout. In other words, your heart rate should never stay high at max. It should be a bell curve. That means you go up, you're working, and then, well, you're supposed to come down. Now, you should stay up, and none of us should let you stay up high like that. That will take the body to another place. We don't want you shaking, nervous. We don't want you stumbling. So we should be aware of that. So not only I'm in class in front of the mirror, I'm checking out the whole class. And I'm telling us that, you know, we're family and we take care of one another. Okay, just in case I turn around and get some music, somebody will say, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. She'll be right back. She just putting on another record or whatever's going on right there. So we all take care of one another, and I'll be continually telling us over and over and more and relaxing how we should feel. Now, anytime you should stop, take a break, and just move your legs from side to side. They don't want us to stop and just stand there without moving, because you'll get blood pooling in the veins. That means the blood comes down to those legs, and ooh, it might make it a little tight and uncomfortable, and we don't want that to happen. So you keep moving those legs just from side to side, step to step, control breathing until you say, okay, now I'm ready to do this again. Yeah. And they don't want us to just sit down and stop, you know, from working out to just stop. That's a little bit too much stress on the body. The same thing. Okay. So just let us know. We're there for you. And I'll be talking the entire time. Yeah. I'll be talking, and they'll be talking to other instructors to let you know it's okay. And just in case we get an instructor that doesn't speak and you don't know what to do or you can't hear, let us know. Yeah, let us know. Okay. And then we'll speak up, or we'll come around the room, all of us, and give each other the attention that we should have. Give one another. I'm telling you, that's our job, to do that, to make sure that you're having a good time and safe. And get water. All right. Drinking water doesn't mean drinking the whole bottle. Oh, no. We don't want it to come right back up. So we should take sips of water and take as much water as we need, but not the whole bottle of water at first. Now, if you say, Eve, I am really that thirsty, then I would ask for you to go find out, is it okay from your doctor for you to drink the whole bottle as soon as you stop the first time we take a break, okay? See, that's my job, to make sure that we're safe from the outside to the inside. What do you need to say or have to say about that, Gloria?
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to share. I believe that exercising is a very good way to boost and enhance your immune system. And you and I have shared many classes together, and you don't let me get too stressed out when we're exercising. You take it slow. There have been many times when I have wanted to just stop. And, you know, you will give a kind of cool down, whether it's a walk, whether we're doing aerobics. You really work at the participant level. And I really, you know, have appreciated your encouragement in exercising. It does help a lot of different things, your immunity as well as mental health, stress levels. It gives you a different focus. So, you know, even though I'm a person who really does not like exercise, you know, Miss Eve does make exercise fun. She, you know, has a real way with her students. I've had some classes with her, and they just love her because she just is so enthusiastic. So, you know, you're spot on.
So thank you. For those of us that are pregnant, make sure we ask the doctor, okay, first. Some of us come in there and we're pregnant and say, well, you know what, I'm 4 months, and what should I do? And then I say, well, did the doctor say it's okay to work out? No, but I feel good. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to me, but I cannot let them work out without having a doctor's excuse. So with pregnancy, different trimesters, the doctor has a plan for us. And for me to get that information to let me know how you're doing and where you are and what you should be eating and should you eat before your workout. Just a snack, the doctors let me know. And so that's how that goes. Thank you. And thank you, Gloria. Okay. And I need to know if, for those of us that are not pregnant as well, when is the last time you ate before you came in? Did the doctor say you need a snack in between the workout? Not food, but just a bite for energy because of our condition. So it's all of that. And me too, when I go, I have to ask, okay, my update, all right? So all of us need to be prepared for getting better and feeling good and more healthier and, wow, being the happiest persons of all of us combined on the earth. And that's where I am. Okay, comfortable shoes, comfortable clothes. Here we go. Shoes shouldn't be too tight. You should be able to put that finger in the back of your heel. Now, we do still need to ask the doctor, because supposing the doctor says, I don't want you wearing this and I want you to wear that, okay? All right. So we need to ask the doctor first, and then the doctor will let me know if you can wear the shoes that are recommended for the workout. Or the doctor might say, no, you need to these kinds. So that needs to be taken in consideration. And then we need a breathing clothing. If we come in class and we're restricted and the body can't cool down, ooh, the body's going to overheat. Mm. If we have on these beautiful clothing that we go to the family reunion or are to a wedding and we come to work out and just roll it up, no, not going to work. Because those clothing, instead of it's helping us in our activity, it's making us overheat. So it's very important to find that out. And that the doctor's going to let me know. And some clothing, that it should be tight. It should be stretchy. And not only stretchy, it should let the body cool out. The pores open up. And all the everything in the body that needs to get out, and the sweat and everything, it needs to cool everything, all the entire system in the heart, and wow, the lungs, wow, the brain, the eyes, wow, everything that is released from the body that the doctor gonna let us know. Because see, what's happening, the doctor knows the test that we should go through and that he's or she's giving us, and we're not aware that it's more than the workout that's going on. And the doctor going to say, you didn't let me know. You just come in here with these little tight jeans. Oh, no. I can't even let you work out in the jeans. And not in the type of class that you're going to take. There's different type of classes, and we do need to breathe through all the clothing that we have on and be super, super comfortable and relaxed. We don't want the clothing to tear into the muscle. We don't want the clothing to pull into the veins and ligaments and the tendons. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So you know what? But let me tell you, after all that, remember fun? After all that. Okay, wow. So the shoes, we got the running shoes. We have the cross-training shoes. Wow. We have the shoes that's comfortable for the chair. The doctor's going to let you know of that, because the doctor's going to tell you to get back with me if the doctor says, wait a minute, it's okay, but I don't want that heel that low, or I don't want that heel that high. So between the two of us, oh, we're going to have this, all right, and we're going to be all right. How you feel is very important. So I have to say this, and I'll be saying this the whole time. Ask the doctor, even if there's changes after the first workout, all right? I should know before you leave. I should know. And I'm going to keep that with me and write it down for when you get back with some more information. See, and that's for both of us to keep you, wow, getting more and more smiles and watch this. More and more heart satisfies and lung and kidney and knees and ankle and toes and wow, and the neck and the ears. And we're going to do it together. All right, here we go. All right, now, we get the doctor thing. Now it's next. We're in bed. Here we go. We're asleep. Okay. All of a sudden, it's time to wake up. We move the body in the bed. Yeah, this is before we get up, you all. We don't just jump up out of bed. Ask the doctor. We just don't go blinko. Wow. We just roll over, hit the floor. We want to move first. We want to move first and let the joints move. Not exercise, just move. Okay, here we go. I'm going to move the head from side to side just a little bit. The shoulders, I'm going to bring it all the way down to the toes. Just move, just a little bit. Get the body ready for the next event. And then you will move just a bit more comfortable. And what I want you to do before you do that, ask the doctor. And the doctor will tell you how to bend the knees, roll over, protect the back, and how to get out of the bed, okay? There's a way we should do that, you all. Yeah. So I said movement real easy, one at a time, all the way down to the toes. But let's listen to the doctor, because the doctor might have another plan, okay? Because the doctor know, that knee don't feel good. Nope, that ear. Don't mash that ear. So we're going to ask the doctor first, and then we're going to go from there. All right, now it's time to feel good. Everything is moving. All right, now it's time to feel good, and we're out of bed. Okay, good thoughts. There you go. Let's work on ourselves. All right, we're sitting on the side of the bed. What are we going to do? We're going to think the best of the best of the best. There we go. And we're going to start with water, and that's how I start. So we're going to ask the doctor what you should put in your mouth first. I start with water, but that's me. You should not do what I do first, because that's what my doctor said. So ask your doctor what you should put in your mouth first. So I start with water, and I always cover myself with goodness, all right? I love it. I love it. I live in goodness, and that's what I do. Okay. Now
how are you going to ask somebody like the doctor and more important people or more important than other important people? And first, you're going to ask yourself. Isn't that wonderful? It's what we want, what we want. We want the best for all of us, and all of us are important, all of us. Okay, a body massage. Here we go. I like. Now, before we do that, who we got to ask? The doctor? Because the doctor might say, nope, I don't want them touching this. Nope, I don't want them pulling on this. Or the doctor might say this. Tell them to do it this way. All right? It's just like me. The doctor going to say, nope, before you might massage, let me, well, yeah. Or the doctor going to say, okay, it's good. You all right, okay? So ask the doctor about that. Any questions? Any questions? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I have a couple before you move on to the massage. And, look, I am simply loving how you keep referring back to the doctor for us to confirm what we should and should not do to put excessive stress on our body. And, you know, I see that that could really help to develop a great relationship between you and the doctor. So I really love how you're doing that, and thank you for that. So the first question that I had is, you said that perhaps we may need a first aid kit. So what will we have in that? Like, you're talking like Band-Aids and stuff like that in the first aid kit, or is it something that the doctor is going to help us to know what to put in the inside of it?
The doctor, you got it. The doctor will assist. You know, because, and I'm getting ready to run that down right now. Thank you for going there. The doctor will tell us what we need, first of all, about the kit itself, and then what's personal that we need.
Okay.
So that's why it's important. And it's important also because you all of us, we should have the kit in our car. All of us, we should have the kit in our car right now. Do I have it? Yes. Do I have?
Thank
I have what
you
I
for
need.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're welcome. Look at you. And
can I say something?
You all, yes.
About the first aid kit. The first aid kit that I have is because I'm diabetic. I have a blood sugar monitor or blood glucometer and the supplies that go with that in case my blood sugar goes low while I'm exercising. Then the health and fitness person would know what to do or what to tell me to do in continuing the exercise or whether I need to take a glucose tablet or, you know, that some other things, other strategies. But I have the glucose tablet with me just in case that should happen. So, and if you have some other health issues, you know, those are the kinds of things that you'd find in that personal first aid kit.
Okay.
Hey, look at Gloria. Thank you on time, both of you all. Thank you. And I'm going to go over it right now. I'm not going to go any farther until we get our kit together. Thank you. The first thing you do with the kit is ask the doctor, just like Gloria just said. We got to do that because we're beautifully different, everyone. We're beautifully different. And so we all have different beautiful needs on what we need to carry with us. And so I got mine in the car. Yeah. And watch this, you all, and in the house, and in the house. Okay, because you will need it right now wherever you are. Okay, and the reason, another reason I said that about asking the doctor, should you bring it? Yeah, you might need yours right with you. And the car might be too far away. It all depends on what's going on. Of course, we have them in the gym. Of course, we do. But with that said, suppose the doctor said that's too far. You got to walk. You got to go downstairs. Okay. So it's on. I really appreciate you all. So I'm going to go over some of the things that's in the kit. Okay. Absorbing dressing. That's one of them. 25 bandages. Okay. Assorted sizes for whatever you need it for. Okay.
adhesive cloth tape, 10 yards, times 1 inch. And this is that wrapping, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Adhesive white package, okay, for any type of oozing, all right, of the body, okay? Okay, a blanket. Wow, you all, I'm so proud of all of us. It need to be in the car. We never know when the car's going to stop. All right? A blanket. We need it. Yeah, I got more than a blanket. Let me tell you, I got a blanket and I got, excuse me, I'm going there. And I got it's like a aluminum foil, but it's a wrap and it asks for it. Okay, you can get it from Red Cross. And, of course, you can get it from Walmart and other stores, all right? You can order it online, but this is the whole kit. And this wrap, it keeps the body warm. Whoa, it keeps the body warm. And we should always have something in the car. Okay, here we go. I had a whole, you know what I got in the car? I got windbreaker pants, windbreaker top. I got extras. Because I might be in the cold outside, okay,
yeah,
you all?
That's true.
So it's time to not only, first you got to get the Red Cross, you got to get that first aid kit, you got to get what the doctor tell you first for the doctor, then your kit, and then you got to get, we've been looking at TV and the car's been floating in water. I got my boots in the car. Got my boots in the house, too. Yeah, this ain't no joke. Because we don't know, you know, the seems like, now I might, hey, and this is for protection. It seems like things is happening a little bit more often in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you got to do is look at the weather. It's not me. And just in case, if that's, and talk to the doctor about it and watch the doctor say, you don't have that in your car. That's right, because he and she has to make it to work every day, don't they? So with that said, or often, and we do too. We got to survive in the house and out of the house. We do too.
Right.
So with that said, we need to be covered. Okay. All right. A cold compression. Okay. 2 pair of non-latex gloves. And get them large. Get them large because we don't know what we're going to be up against. All right. If we get something too small, want it, here come a hole in it. We don't want that. All right. Two pair. Okay. Wow. Tweezers. Okay. Tweezers, just in case. Oops, you got to, what? You got to take something out of your skin. An accident. Now, this is just one pack I'm reading. But we're going to investigate what more that we need. Okay. I need an umbrella in my car. What else do you need? Wow. I need some heat in my car. What else do you need? Yeah. Oh, I need some scissors in my car. What else do you need? Now what we're going to do, wait. First, we're going to find out what's all in the first aid kit. We're going to find out, just like Gloria said. First of all, you got to ask the doctor. You got to have things to protect yourself. I got glasses, reading glasses, in the house, in my purse, and in the car, and in the house. You got to have the things that you need. What about food? If you get too cold, what you going to have? You going to need more than a blanket, aren't you? What you going to do? Okay, we got to have, wow, I got things to keep my hands warm, pads, things to keep my feet warm. What about us, all of us? Now we got to think out the box. What about our head? We don't want our head ever getting cold, do we?
No.
All right, so it's on. So that's our, that's okay. Number one is safety. So after we get off the call, starting tomorrow, it's time for us to get down. Okay, all of us on the call, and this is safety first. And wait, I have not on enough for me. I have enough for somebody else in the car. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Not only for me, but somebody else in the car, because we don't know. Do you remember, you all, when somebody said, I got stuck in the snow and my car couldn't move? It was just on TV last week and maybe today. So what you going to do? You know, what about your gloves? What What about it? Everything that keeps you warm. What about your chest, your heart? You don't want that cold, all right? What is about your back? There's a life of the body besides the heart. The back is the life of the body. Heart first, here go the back, okay? So it's on. What about them feet? You don't want them toes cut off. Frostbite, all right? So it's on, everybody. We going to throw down. And wait, and I want your input. I want your input so we can help one another, all right? I want you to let me know what you have that I need to go get right now. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I'm going to put my papers back together and go to the next one. Any questions?
let me ask one more question, though, before, because yes. You're bringing up some wonderful, wonderful points, and it's making me think. Now, you made a comment when you were talking about exercising that if you have to stop and go change the music, that you want the participants to keep moving. And that made me think, Eve, so what about if you're a shooter all day? What kind of impact does not moving and you're sitting at the computer for a long time, what does that do? And are there any suggestions you have on exercises to help us to get our blood circulating or whatever you're telling us is the main purpose for doing that?
I so love it because let me tell you all, I got so many papers right here. We're going to go over on all of that, but I'm going to get to it right now. Okay, this is what I got. Here we go. Card players. And now I'm talking, I got a family page. That's on the family page, the gathering. That's on the friend page, the gathering. Yeah, the birthday parties and all. And the time that we just want to play some cards and just be together as a family. Oh, you know what you're going to do? Oh, you're going to say, okay, game over. Now let's get up and stretch. Come on now. Yeah. Look what we just added. Then we're going to sit down. We're going to play another game. And instead of them saying you cheated and all that, no cheat, y'all, really no cheat. You're going to get up, and then you're going to move those feet for 2 minutes, everybody. One, two, three, four. You ain't got to keep them feet. Heel, toe, knees bent, tummy in. Breathe, 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 breathe. Then you're going to get some water. Then you're going to play cards again. Then after that next game, you're going to slow down. Then you're going to do some ab twist, twist to the side. But you're going to ask the doctor first. You're not going to overdo anything. You're going to stay in motion. Watch this. And then you're going to say, hey, wait a minute. You know what I want? I want a piece of that orange apple. I said a piece. I just said eat the whole thing. We're playing cards. Okay? So we're going to have that little fruit basket right there, that little happy basket right there. Watch this. No added sugar. Just whatever you're going to have that's good for, strawberry, a cucumber, whatever, that fruit dish, something, something healthy and good for us. We got to get on track, you all, because you know what? I love, what are the name of those people that's over 100 years old keep living? What are the name of them?
Centurions.
Oh, did y'all hear that word? I'm headed for that direction. Just in case I don't make it, I'm going to do what they do to stay that age. Isn't that beautiful? My turn, your turn, our turn. So thank you. That's what you do. Okay, so since we're there, I might as well jump on this one. Look here, fishing. I haven't been fishing in a while. You know, I'm in now. I'm in Louisiana, and that's where I am right now, you all. And I haven't been fishing. And you know the weather's doing what it does. Wonderful weather. And this is what I got to say. After you get through fishing, watch this. After you catch a fish, and no more than 30 minutes, come on now, get up and watch this. Bend the knees and stand up. Not all the way down, just flexing. Push that tummy in towards your back. Exhale. Shh, when you bend the knees, exhale and stand back up. Then after that, you do about five of them, shoulder roll backwards. Get it five. Then stop, rotate it forward. Shoulder roll, give it five, and next, five from side to side, that's one, side to side, that's two, all the way, then, feel good, toe heel, give it about 10 of those, just toe heel, after you do that, breathe, and then go fishing again. We got to stop not moving. What do you think? look at that. That's what I'm talking about. We got to help one another stay flexible, help one another do better, help one another to enjoy their body, their heart, and watch, we'll feel better if we do better. Okay, let's talk about the things we got to ask the doctor we need to do. I don't want us to overeat. I'm talking to myself. I don't want us to oversugar. I'm talking to myself. I want us to be healthy, and I want us to be, hear the best we can, see the best we can, breathe the best we can. So it has a lot to do with what we put in our mouth to you all, okay? So it's on like popcorn. Oh, don't hurt your teeth and break your teeth eating popcorn. So work that, okay? Work everything that we talked about. So because it's too easy now to turn your head and hit yourself upside the head on the cabinet. Let's try not to bump into things. So now we're talking focus. Focus is good health. And so everything we do is some health involved in it. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it because that makes me swiffer and more alert. That makes me more aware and more conscious. So I'm pleased with it. So I want us all to be all right. But take our time and get it done. Okay, now let me go and see where I am and why you're asking me another question. I'm ready. I'm moving paperwork around. What is the next question?
Should we wear masks when we're outside, or does it matter?
Oh, excellent.
Now look at you. Uh-oh, now we're going to call in the doctor. Now, you know what? Now, they want us to now, and then they change it in some places. So what we got to do to be all right in the house and out of the house, we got to ask the doctor. Now, if you don't want to wear a mask in the house, ask the doctor why I got to wear it in the house. Just ask the doctor. And, you know, because I hear some people saying, I'm not wearing it in the house. But let's ask the doctor why. You know, they got me where I can't dare. I'm health and fitness, and I got to stay with what the doctor say. So the thing is this, just see. Yeah, I think the doctor will come back and tell you and talk to you without a doubt. He or she will. So they're saying in some places a must, and some places don't even go outside anymore because everything new is coming out almost every other week. There we get reports or less than that. So just in case, let's ask the doctor. The doctor got this. And you know what I love about them? They're going to answer us. What do you all think? They're going to answer us. Here we go. I'm on this page now. Healthy thoughts for life. It's called New Year's, but I love the healthy thoughts for life. We call it New Year's resolution. But see, I don't want to stop it. So I want it to be healthy thoughts for life. And we call it Happy New Year. Why can't we be happy from now on? Excuse me. Yeah, for putting my little tooth in it. But the truth is, I'm picking happy for life.
Yeah, well, we're listening. We want to hear your 2 cents.
Thank you, wonderful. Hey, you all, because I'm going, you know, why? And I want us to be aware, and I'm talking to myself first, of what I read. And then I stop thinking about it and start doing it and stop thinking myself. That's about it. And stop thinking myself. Because if I just thought that I can't be happy for life, I'll just be happy for January only. See, something wrong with that. So what we got to do, I'm talking good health. I'm not talking about no one person said this. I'm talking about good health start within us. Good health start with the brain. Good health start with the entire body, and we can't put it all on the doctor. The doctors tell us what to do, he and she, and then it's our turn, okay? So we got to take control of our happiness and our thought and our healthiness also, yeah, and so I'm there. Okay, celebrate daily. My turn. I'm loving that one. Yeah, this is what I do, you all. I wrote it down. Yeah, celebrate daily. Why? Well, why not?
Yeah,
I can talk, and sometimes, you know, I might have a sore throat, and sometimes I don't feel like talking, and sometimes I might really, really, really talk, Now, with all that saying, I'm thankful. So I have a reason to celebrate. I can walk sometimes better than others. I can go, hey, to the refrigerator. Well, I can look at some, wow, some wisdom. Wow. And all everything that goes with that, I can get some understanding and everything that goes with that. I'm celebrating. I have a reason to celebrate because I'm breathing. Wow. Mm-hmm. And if I stop breathing, I have a reason to celebrate and get ready for whatever my body's going to do next. So I don't have no reason ever to not to celebrate. And this is for me and all of us the best. I'm just throwing out the best. I'm just catch it, and throw it back to me. I want it back. Okay, here we go. And another one I got written down here. Care about love about you. Care about love about you. Don't forget how important we are. We're here. Don't forget how important the people that we know and the ancestors that's not here. Don't forget the important lessons that we're told and we hear as we're passing by and that we remember. Wow, look at that caring and that love. And it's about us and the people around us. Okay, here's another one. Happiness is to you every day. What? Come on now. Happy smiles is to you every day. So I don't see no reason why we shouldn't do that. Okay, I don't feel like smiling because I just woke up, but that's then. Why not smile when I look in the mirror or some other time? It don't matter when, long as I do it in a day. Now, you all, the truth of the matter is I do it the majority of the time, and I love that. But that's what I want to do. And I just want the best health. Do you know when you give yourself goodness, it goes into the healthy parts of your body, the blood, the vessels, the veins? See, it don't stop on the outside. What's on the outside is in the inside. They circulate. Look at that. They breathe together, the whole, everything about us. Isn't that good and powerful? What about that elbow, that shoulder? What about that neck that we're going to relieve that stress on? What about the body said, I'm going to ask the doctor because really today I don't want to take a pill. But don't do it till you ask the doctor. Don't stop till you. Now, okay, that's what I have to say. And so with that said, what about if you say, I really do feel better? That's what you then gave your body the best. And so do that as often like this and as often as we think of it and like this, as often as we blink. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow, where am I now? Oh, breathe. Freely. Breathe freely. When do we hold our breath? Let's think about it. And why do we hold our breath? Let's think about it. Emergency. An accident. Something that we don't agree with. Soon as we catch ourselves doing that, let it go and stop breathing. The heart need us. The body need us. The hair need us. Our head need us, the fingers. So let it back in. And control breathing. Now, what that means, ask the doctor. Because we all are beautifully different, and the doctors will tell us about the breathing, and then you can come and tell me. Yeah. And when we come to class, all right, then we can share this with one another. And so I got to make sure that oxygen getting in and out repeatedly and smoothly. And I got to watch you as you move around and see, are you breathing or are you holding your breath? And there's a way you breathe to working out, okay? You exhale on exertion of the movement. You exhale on exertion of the movement. That's when you're putting out power. Shh, that's a punch. Shh, you just exhale, all right? We're going to have some fun. Okay, we're going to have some fun. Okay, I'm having fun right now. I'm moving. When I'm in motion, it's on like a neck bone. You all too. We all in this to win this. This, watch this. Oh, I so love this. This is our world.
It is.
Isn't that big, you all? This is our world. Oh, heck. Okay, now let me go find the next page. I got pages everywhere. I just threw them upside and down.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Oh, wow. A lot of love. Wow. Here we go, you all. Thank you. I was a fit baby.
I think Gloria was getting ready to say something, Eve.
I'm ready, Gloria. Thank you.
Oh, could you answer the question as to when you're cooling down or gearing up in exercise, what does it do for the body? What does it do for our circulatory system? When you're gearing up, like say you're starting out slow, you're breathing, you're trying to, breathe in and exhale. What does it do for our immune system? Does it do anything special? Because all of these things you've said, you know, they help different systems, which, you know, you've established. But is there anything specific that it does that would motivate someone like me to, you know, want to exercise?
I so love it. What it does, when you start moving, okay, we should start slowly and work our way up to the max. If the doctor wants us to go to the max, the max is the highest level. Now, we don't start that right away, you all. We start slow and we take our time. Now, because we want the body to move and get healthy in its time, not in the music time, not in the aerobic room. Some of us, we've been working out for a while. Some of those, when you get in the class, the men and the women, they've been working out for a while. And I don't want to forget the children. They got classes for the children, and let me get back. Okay, here go the heart and the lungs. You start feeding it oxygen. You start warming up the body, either from the toe up or from the head down to the toe. Whichever way the circulatory system is going, you start giving the body energy to move and strength to move and the power that it already has. You start waking up the whole system. The ligaments, the tendons, wow, the muscles, all the muscle groups from the small muscles to the large muscles, the body from the waist down, the large muscles. You start working up the gluteus, the maximus, the medius. Oh, wow, the biceps, the deltoids, the spinal extensors. You start working up all the muscles of the body. Let me tell you what happens after that. Then the body starts enjoying you. Wow. Then the body starts saying, I can do this. Now, we got to ask the doctor also, because sometimes the doctors want us to get in the pool and take stress off the joints. And you might feel a little bit better doing that if you first work out than on land. Now, if you're on land working out, I got to make sure you don't jump. Thank you. I got to make sure you don't bang the ligaments and the tendons together. I got to make sure you don't twist the muscle or take anything out of joint. That's my job. And I got to make sure you stay cool. So if I can redo all that together, the body will fall in love with you and it'll change. Everything will get stronger. And it will start the first day as long as we don't keep up with one another. Your workout is individual. Your workout is designed for you when you come in the door. Your workout is saying, if you treat me right, I'll treat you right. So we don't keep up with, over there, Jumping Jack Mary or Jumping Jack Joe. Because, like I said, I got to tell them to stop so they don't hurt themselves. Because you do not do that the entire time. And what happens, we get excited and we get off schedule. But I have to bring us down. Now, let me tell you, thank you for asking that. I even have people in my class, high impact, and watch this, in the wheelchair. They come to my door, and they be so excited about all of us and me talking over and over and telling them how we're going to take care of our body. No, that's too fast. Do you know, I keep moving, and I say, what are we going to do, class? They go, I don't know, Eve, and I be cracking up. Then I said, watch this. I want you all to just jog, jog, jog. I go and talk to the person in the wheelchair. Do you know the person coming in the room with me? In the front. I said, no, you're going to be in the front. We all jam. That's what you call a safe class. That's what you call everything is working together to make you feel better, sleep better, hear better, wow, move better, wow, digest your food better, watch this, eliminate better, wow, and make that heel feel good every time the toe heel and touch the ground. Did I answer you?
Yes, you did, and I thank you so very much. My next question, if I may ask, it says that a body in motion stays in motion. Does that mean if I exercise gently for 5 minutes, then after I cool down or stop exercising, does my body continue to generate energy to strengthen me after that 5 minute workout?
It is new, so it's awakening. It's going, thank you. It's new. It's like you done fed the body some water. So it's saying, thank you. Now, wait a minute. It's looking forward to the next time. So we don't let our body go without, ask the doctor, thank you, how many times a week that you should start? Okay? All right. Ask the doctor how long you should be going during the class since you just start. Okay? We're talking safety first, and we want everything to connect, everything to respond. All right? And it will, if we listen to our body and take our time. That's a great question. Yes, it does. That means you woke it up. Now, watch this.
Okay.
You're going to feel it. You're going to say, you know what? I didn't know I was going to be able to feel my ankle. But that means don't put that much stress on your ankle, but the ankle like it. If you put too much stress on the ankle, you could injure the ankle the first day. The first week, the second week. So my job, and make sure you all, we're accountable. We should be accountable to take care of you when you're in class. My class is packed. Don't matter. I take care of everybody. I say let's take care of one another. And we do. And I be looking around, and I be on it. And I walk through the class. Yeah. Okay?
Hey,
so
Eve, we got a
yeah.
We have a question from one of our listeners. And let me just open up their line. Area code 404-317. You want to give us your name and whatever comments you may have, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Tan, and I work out often, and I work out with a trainer. I have been working out with a trainer, and one of the things the trainer has emphasized is the workout. She likes to use heavy weights. What's the importance of using heavy weights when doing strength training?
Okay. Now, how long have you been using the heavy weights?
I work out about 3 days a week for about a year.
Oh, for about a year. Okay. All right. Now, okay, does she change the different resistance in the heavy weights, or do you use the same heavy weights? He changes?
She has to change because sometimes she likes really, really heavy, and sometimes it's just too heavy for me to do the exercise in the correct form that I would prefer to do it in. So she would have to lighten the load, so to speak, sometimes. But we change it. But
okay,
always
I appreciate
to increase it to make more. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that question. The first thing is, I heard you say, but, you know, ooh, the way you feel sometimes. Okay. You got to let her or him know. Okay. And with that said, they will lighten it up for you. And they will tell you that no, or change. They might be doing a routine, and they'll tell you if you say it's uncomfortable to do it this other way. In other words, there's different levels to do that same workout. There's that one, level one, level two, and level three. So she would either change it or he'll change it, or they'll show you another workout that's working the same muscles. We should be changing the muscle groups as we work out. We should not stay on the same muscle group, watch this, every time we come and work out. we should change it. So now, if you have a personal trainer that's one-on-one and you work in the same muscle group, they will change it. So no one works the same muscle groups every day, okay? Now, unless they said, no, this is weak and we need to do that. Even if you did the same muscle, it would be a different resistance. It'll be a different angle, okay? So we don't, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to get this heavyweight. I'm going to do it again. No, 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 no. That means that you might get a problem. So you can still do it, but they'll change the diameter. They will change the resistance. They will change the angle. They will change the muscle, all right? So either way it go, you're going to change it so it you will get healthier and better and feel good, and you want the body to get better for you. You want the body to move better for you. You want the oxygen to get to the muscle as easy, and you want those fingers to move. You want that wrist to move. You want that elbow to move, and everything should work in that shoulder connected to that neck, connected to the brain. Oh, we got that in the front, the chest, and the back. And wow, and the sides of the waist and the abs, the internal and the external obliques. Now, and the spinal extensors and the rhomboids. Now, I just described everything connected to the arm and the shoulder. So with that said, she or he, they would change it so you can get all that done and get healthier and better. Did I answer you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And give me some more questions anytime. Thank you.
Ooh-wee. We're down to about 15 minutes left in the show. The time really has gone by fast. So anyone that's listening that has a question for Eve or for Gloria, if you're already called in, just hit 1 on your dial. If you're on a computer or a different device, give us a call at 516-531-9819. We do have one more caller, Eve, that I'm about to open up. Phone number is area code 323-752. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Okay, this is Juanita Price. You know me as Lee. And my question is, my question is, can you use two different size weights? Because, you know, like on my right side, my shoulder hurts. On the other side, it's fine. Can I use two different size weights? I've been told two different things, that you need to use the same weight on both hands.
Okay, this is all right. Wow, look at that. First of all, have you asked the doctor about that?
Have I done what?
Oh, have you asked the doctor first about that? Is it okay for you to do that? And I'm talking muscles and joints. Yeah. So
no, I haven't.
First, yeah, that's what I would have to ask you to do first. Because, wait a minute, what I don't want, and I am a PE also, so what I don't want is I won't be able to say, do this and do this. I will have to ask you to go and ask the doctor. And the reason why, suppose the doctor says, I don't want you doing this. I want you doing that. And I don't want you to move this shoulder this way. And just in case, and I don't want an injury to occur. Do that make any sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Hey, you, and any questions and all of them. And I love that because, you know, I don't get answered that one. But I wouldn't be able to say it's okay until the doctor says, the doctor might say, wait a minute. You don't even need no weight over here, and you don't need one over here. Why don't you just do some push-ups and even this out? See, so I'm going to step back on that and say, ask the doctor first. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
I enjoy it.
good.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and this is what I got you all water, the body of water. Let's talk that. Woo! Okay, we got to ask the doctor about how much water we drink. It's always a talk of, is this too much or is this too less? Okay, right now the study is saying the body is 75% of water. okay? And it varies, mm-hmm. all right? And so with that report out, we need to, here I go again, ask the doctor. See, in other words, if you came and said, Eve, can I drink all this? I'm going to send you to the doctor. Because supposing you can't. Supposing you can't. I'm talking about our health now. Supposing that's too much fluid in that chest. Supposing that's too much fluid in the abs. Supposing, okay, that it's okay to drink the water, but it's a certain time. Okay? So supposing that knee says, not now because I just took the medicine. And you just swelling me up. That's too much for it. So just in case, yeah, that's what we got to do now. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, appreciate you. Whoa. Okay. And our heart rate. We should never be to our max. I'm looking at the max heart rate now, and I'm up to 60 years old, and I didn't go no farther than that. And it's 160. Wow. BPM, that means a max heart rate. So once we get there, only if we've been working out a while, you know, we shouldn't stay there. We should come down. It should be a barrel curve. In other words, my class should be, if you stay up there the whole class, somebody going to faint. Somebody going to hurt a joint. Okay, and that's for all of us, me first. That's for all of us. Any of us that do that make you step that we've seen it on TV. I'm not gonna say in classes, we've seen it on TV. Don't stop. What? You supposed to be able to stop anytime you get ready, everybody.
Yep.
Anytime you get ready. But when you stop, you don't stop on a dime. You cool down. You don't want that blood pooling in your vein. That means you walk from side to side just bring that knee up slightly. And breathe, control breathing, and let that heart rate come down. Yeah. Okay. Never stop on a dime. Never go boop, and that's it. I'm done. See, then you go home. What is wrong with my watch this, with my back? No. You don't do that. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Oh, they got these classes out. They got a whole bunch of new ones, you all. It's called a HIIT class. Wow. And that's high intensity training. And we talked about that with the weight. High intensity training. Now, even with the high intensity training, they do it for like 30 seconds on and 10 seconds off. That don't mean we got to do every last one of those. That's that hit. That means we get water. That means we take a break. That means we let it go to the next cause is 20 seconds on and 10 seconds off, and they go a while and they hit until failure. Come on now. All right. Now, that's okay if you're training for marathon or if you have a personal trainer and they're going to stop you and say rest and get some water. All right. So we don't do it because they've been doing this for, some years. Yeah, and this is what they come for. So if that's what they come for, I got some people right at the front. And I'm looking at them people because I'm going to stop them also. So what if you super fit? In my class, I don't want you to hurt yourself. You go for the fit time, and then when it's time to stop, you stop. You're going to stop and move those legs. And I'm going to say, get some water. Yeah. I'm going to say, take some sips. Yeah. Some of us say, I ain't going to stop. I go over there and say, you know, you could really going to stop next time because I'm not going to let you keep going. I ain't going to be able to do it. Because, see, if you faint, it's going to be on me because I know better. Everybody get that? Yeah.
Yes.
So remember that in those classes. They are high intensity, but you get a break. You do it for – now, that sounds easy, don't it, 20 seconds, and then 10. No. But when you go to failure, that's what that means. You're supposed to stop. All right. Okay, here we go. All right. Listen to your body. In other words, you say, Eve, I don't know. I don't want to keep doing this. Don't. Just move the legs. Listen to your body. All right? And that is total. All right. Here we go. Let's do. Okay. Here we go. Back to what you said earlier. It pumps blood to the body. Wow. It lowers. Watch this. Woo. The blood pressure. Wow. It's good for, the HDL cholesterol. Oh, and LDL. It regulates blood sugar. It reduces asthma. It aids sleep. I love that one. It aids sleep. I love them all. It reduces, wow, chronic pain. This is the workout, you all. It regulates mm-hmm. your weight. It strengthens your immune system. Listen to this. This is body. This is what we're talking about, the reason we smile and we get up every day and go back to bed. It improves brain function. Wow. It boosts your mood. Wow. We want to be in the best place, okay? It reduces the risk of falling. Look at that. Wow. And wow. And what it is good for, wait a minute, for the children. Okay, also, now children got it regular like that, and we got to be careful making the children sit all down all the time, you all. Ask the doctor about that. Something wrong with my child. They don't move. Do they really supposed to sit still all the time? Do they? When we think about that, we'll say, you know what? They can move sometimes. They children, all right?
They need
here's
to
the
move.
Children also. Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Hey, you know, this is real, you all. Ask the doctor. And if the doctor say, make them sit down, ask the doctor why. Okay? There we go. And that's what aerobic and working out does for us. It builds us up, you all. And make sure we find out how much water we need from the doctor, because we all got different heights, weight, sizes, and things going on in my body and everybody else. And I didn't talk about it. Let me hit it up now. I've been injured, yeah, from working out all my life. But what happened, I did the wrong thing. And this is for everybody. I was knocking the lights out and kicking that foot over my shoulder, standing up. Over my shoulder. So wait, I got an injury. And let me tell you about this injury. Ask the doctor first like I did, like we do, all of us do. You know what? Me eating healthy, me loving life, me loving my mom and dad and the world, me caring about goodness at all times. You know what? I'm doing better, better, better. Wow. The brain, everything is functioning like it should. Me really being on the garden. Woo! Me really doing what I need to do. Because everything is not guaranteed to be clean. But when you do your best, the best come out, you all. A lot of love. What do you all think?
Yay. That's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, no, I don't ever say don't go to the doctor. Watch, I got to go like everybody else. I'm injured. But the thing is this, wow, I should have been worse off than this according to the doctor. But the thing mm-hmm. is this, I said, it's time for me to listen to the doctor and do what I need to do. I don't give it all to the doctor, because when the doctor tells us what to do, it's back in our court. I want everybody
right.
to get that. First, the doctor's going to tell you, you go there to find out what's happening. Then it's my turn. Then it's your turn. And let me tell you, this injury happened in wow, 2018. Wait, you are, hold it, watch this. I was supposed to have surgery. Come on now, did I have surgery? No, thanks to who made me and the whole world and all of y'all. There we go. And thank you, doctor, for not saying, let's cut it off. Nope, yeah, not yet. And watch this, I won't do better than that. Doctor, it may be never, okay? So with that said, it's my turn to go to work. I still go to the doctor, but I'm working. And doctor looking like, you ain't had surgery yet? No, doc, because I'm trying, because I believe in what comes out of the ground. I believe in the sun. Doc, I believe in who made you and me and everybody else. And waiting, doctor, and I'm living a joyful heart life. So with all that put together, doctor, so far, I'm all right. Far is movement. The doctor told me no high impact, low impact. Watch this. The doctor said, keep moving. Two of them, not one. Sent me to the other doctor. Mm-hmm. Doctor said, you keep moving. Get out of here. Wow. So this is for all of us. And thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your body is made to move, and I'm all right with that. you know. But hold it, you all. Do not work out every day. I would have cried if I didn't mention that. Do not work out every day. The body needs to rest. Give that body a 24 hours and sometimes 2 days, all right? And do what that body feel like. Sometimes it don't want to work out, but it want to stretch, okay? Respect the body, and the body going to love you. Any more questions?
we're down to the end of the show. We got 2 minutes left, and you have done such a phenomenal job, Eve, in explaining and providing great tips. And again, I love that you kept saying go to the doctor. And I think one of the best things that you did in healing that your own injury was that you kept it holistic. So you didn't just look at, you know, doing exercise, but you changed your mindset. You changed your prayer, meditation life, and changed what you ate. So you took care of, you know, more than one aspect, and that's what this whole life and living well is about. So thank you for being that example. Would either you or Gloria like to give your contact information to the audience, or you have closing words? We're down to about 90 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say it first. You all, I'm coming up with a program. Wow. I'm a PT. I'm fit for life. And with that said, I'm coming up with a new program, so I'm going to have new information, and I'm not home anyway. So with that said, you later with my information, and you on, Gloria. Love y'all. You on, Gloria.
Well, I am not an expert at anything. I am just a supporter of Ms. Eve Davis, and she has been a trainer for me and has helped to encourage me to exercise and to go to the doctor and to drink water and to have the snacks and to have all of the extra things from the first aid kit to make sure that I take care of myself. Because many of us, especially people in my position as an oldest daughter, I did not learn how to take care of myself. So I will give my contact information, and, you know, you just call me and we can just have a conversation about many things, but I don't have any expertise in anything particular. But my contact information is, my telephone number is 940-210-0137 Central Standard Time. I take calls usually from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and that's also my cell number, so you can text me if you have a question, a concern, or you would like to talk. But basically, I'm here as a support. I thank you all so much for listening, and thank you, Sandy, for giving me an opportunity to participate in this program with Ms. Eve Davis.
Yeah, you guys are just phenomenal, and I appreciate you both. I appreciate the callers for calling in with their additions to the conversation tonight, and we start next week talking about heart health. And so the month of February, we're going to be dealing with that from a different perspective. And we're out of time completely. I love you guys. Take care.
Love you.
The best. Love you. Good night.
Thank you.